this faith. Yeah. First of all, so here, look, the first time you could be in this. Mikdash Me'at. So let me take the opportunity to wish you all a Mazel Tov. And, so here. As we wrote Parsha theme, so therefore we'll try and combine a lot and maybe something on the Sodja together. And the second Parsha, which we're going to read this week, is Parsha Kedoshim. The Torah starts with the Tzivui of Kedoshim here. And we know, Rashi writes, Davar Kodat Nei Soil, to give a little introduction to what we're talking about, the mitzvah of Kedoshim here. The Torah says, Davar Kodat Nei Soil. Now what does Rashi say? What's Kodat Nei Soil? Why? Melamed Shenemra Parashat Zid Akel. These are one of the parashiyot of the Torah, which was said when all the Jewish people were gathered together, all the Bnei Yisrael were gathered together, with Nisharov Kufa Teret Kuimba. So you'd expect the Teret to start with a heavy mitzvah. What's the first mitzvah and tzibur which they get behakel? Kedoshim Tiyu. So Rashi writes, Hezu Kushim Min Ha'arayot U'min Ha'aveya. Separate yourself from Aveya. Kedoshim means when you become special. You become separated from what the rest of the world are. And therefore you'll be pushing from Averas and from Averas, you'll automatically have the Kodesh, yeah? The ruler of the Ramban here points out something that he's not so happy with Rashi's chat, yeah? He said that if he died, Tiena Prisha is only for Shmina Arayot, doesn't mean anything about Prisha from Arayot. That's not what it means. And the Kodesh in Tiyu is the idea of Kodesh Atzmecha B'mut Elecha. Means there are many, many, many things which the Torah doesn't restrict us. And the Torah is telling us here, Kedoshim to you, you have to take on yourself extra precautions. I wouldn't say precautions, extra Kedushim which other people don't. That means even things which are motto, you think since the Rosh Hashanah, since the Torah warned us about Ayot, what not to eat, about Tetzira, Abia, Ishka, Ishta, about Achila, Kadosh, and Yain, about these meat and wine. So the Baal Teva will say to himself, if I'm allowed to do all of this, then I'll be a Naval of Shita Torah. Means, as long as I don't transgress any of the 613 mitzvot, I'll do what I like. Says the Ramban, not like that. There's a Tzivui, that Am Yisrael should behave himself with extra Kedusha, and even on things which the Mutter, control themselves, to show them fully under control. And the question is, how does that make someone Kedoshim to you? How does the Kedusha come? There's an interesting Eben Ezra in the Parsha of Novel, yeah? That the Eben Ezra says, and it says, Kifle, he uses the Lashon of Pele by Parsha of Novel, the Eben Ezra says, why Pele? Why Isle? Why is Nazir called Pele? Because it says a double Pele that someone should restrict himself. Everybody else is drinking wine. Everybody's having fun. And he decides not to. It's a double Pele. When a person behaves differently than everybody else, it's a double Pele. And then he goes into the root of the word Nazir. Nazir comes from the word Nezer. Nezer comes from a crown, from something that you put in front of someone's head. And Atara, a crown that you put in someone's head. So he says, when a person is in control of himself, and he's even the Kaddish into the things which he's Musa. He gets a cat, he becomes a real Melech. He's ruling. Someone who's Meshuvah to the Tavot, to the lust and, of this world, he's an avid. A Melech is someone who's in full control even of things which he's Musa. He controls himself. So says there, the Nezra, that's what I call you a Nazir. Because of the image of Nezra. So, the Mephoshim asks, is that the reason why the Torah restricts the Nazir even more? A man comes in and says, it's only cold. Wants to become a Nazir, says, I don't want to drink wine, I don't want to drink alcoholic drinks like other people, see what it causes. They decide to give himself more Kedusha. The Torah says, you know what? Not only you mustn't drink wine, you mustn't come in contact with grapes, some sunny, zaggy, You know what the Gemara says? If you go to a vineyard, you don't cut through it. You find yourself a different way. Lech, lech, the cost of our Amir and Nazir. Go, keep away from it. The poor chap is taking us into this show, giving even more restrictions. What's going on here? So we see from here that if a person realizes the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wants to get close to Hashem, then the superstition gives a nice muscle. The superstition says there's two in a country where there's no chiyuv to go to the army. Yeah? It's like this country. So there's duties of a regular ezrach, what they call, regular citizen. And there's duties of people who decide of their own accord to become part of the legion, part of the army of the king, queen, whatever it is. And because they've decided of their own accord to become part of something, all of a sudden, they're treated differently, much more particular with them. A little offense they do, oof, we bring them down, much, much more machmeh. The man decided of his own accord to be part of it, not all posted. He wanted it. And now you're giving him even more? If you come to realization how great the king is, how great the queen is, how great the Kosh Baruch Hu is, you want to become close? You have to realize that the closer you are to Hashem, it demands more and more Kedusha, more and more restrictions of persons. So that's the idea of Kedusha, says the Ramban. Kadesh Atzmecha B'Muta Lecha. Make this everything to Shemuta. You elevated yourself. You realize the greatness of Hashem. You have to realize that you have to be in full control, even of things which you're not to do. And that's the third, to be able to reclaim the hidden part of Seder as well. You can't behave like everybody else when you want to be there to achieve, to see the deeper meaning of the Seder, the deeper meaning of Kosh Bochum. So that's the Chelek Adush. Yeah? On the fourth Pasuk, Pasuk Dalet, the Torah gives us an interesting theory. Al tifnu el ha'elilim, ve'lohem ha'techa lo ta'asu lachem ani ha'ashem al ha'kechem. What al tifnu el ha'elilim? The reason is because it's asking you to ask many questions about Avodah Zarah. So I hope I'm not offending anyone if I talk about Avodah Zarah, yeah? But the Gemara says, tell us to move to Asura, chutz min ha'sanuf ha'cha Avodah Zarah. So there's terrible expressions that the Gemara says about Avodah Zarah. Whatever you say about Avodah Zarah, it's permissible. So we asked the person, I just give you a few of the questions which we came across once in the last 2 weeks. Someone's friend died, at a funeral which happens to be taking place in a chapel and a place there. Another person is asking, can you go and visit him in the castle and go to one of the chambers which he passed to is actually new. Someone even asked me if he's going to see someone's ruins of a church. Can you go and visit them? A lot of questions. So, if you don't mind, we'll discuss it. Al tifnei la'elilim. This tzibur which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us in this week's sedra, al tifnei la'elilim. Don't turn into Avodah Zarah. Don't turn to them. Al tifnu. So, the Ramban says, al tifnei la'elilim, says the Ramban that the restriction of Al-Tifnei Al-Alilim doesn't only mean you shouldn't turn into Avodah Zarah. That's obviously, many tzibuyim were given in that. Here, the Torah is giving us an extra tzibuy. Apilu, says the Ramban, I seclude by him to look at an Avodah Zarah. Of course, we shouldn't do that. And we've been with Gemara on Shabbos, and this is what I want to talk about. Gemara on Shabbos says the following. It's a lot more relevant to Shabbos, it's a lot more relevant to Avodah Zarah. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan. And Shabbos is the person passes through a big drawing picture, and underneath it, there's writing underneath it. So the halacha is, says the Shulchan Aruch, you know how to read it on Shabbos, the writing underneath it. So, Ktava Malech Tachat Atzurah V'Tachat Adyuknaot. You want to know what Tachat Atzurah can read? It's talking Rashi. You know what Rashi says? What in Duknaot? So Rashi says, Bnei Adam HaMisarim Bakotel Chayot Meshunot. No, they draw funny animals. If you're not familiar with. Funny, we should not. Or they draw drawings of human beings, Kedom Milchemet David and Goliath. Yeah, funny enough, you go to visit the castle and you see it. There's the Milchemet David, there's the spirit of Achashverosh. Some people make nice drawings of history. So the Ktav was written underneath it, you cannot read on Shabbos, Shema Yikra Shikra Yoyter, yeah, you might come to read other things, which are the Bechol, or I think it's some Rishonim, you might come to be Moichik and see the many mistakes. This is not Dovid Amel, this is some way. It's all we come across the top. Yeah, this is in our new pieces, it's been too long. You know, across the top, you look at the writing, anyway, we don't go into the issue of reading newspapers and Shabbos, yeah? However, the Gemara says, that you cannot act more. The actual drawings, the actual pictures which I've just told you just now, says the Gemara, afilu bechol, af bechol asu nistakil ba mishum shenemar al tifnu el ha'elilim. Even on a weekday, not on Shabbos, you cannot look at those pictures. So let's take the chinuch. Looking doesn't mean looking. Looking means concentrating. Habatah the chinuch says. To look at it properly. So Rashi says, you can't see the dreams of Melchemet, David, and Goliath. You can't see Chayas Meshumah. It's not talking about the Zohar, Rashi, is it? There's no way to Zohar mentioned yet. Because that includes it, Al-Tikhne and Al-Lilim. So says the Gemara, my mashma, according to Rashi, my mashma, how do you see it in the Pasuk? He says, Amar Abchanin, Al-Tifnu El Midatchem. Rashi says, don't turn to things which you've created, which you've drawn. So to understand Rashi is a bit difficult. Well, you can't go around looking at drawings. You know what? I saw the Ritva. The Ritva gives me a quote in the run as well. Ritva explains Rashi. Here is Rashi. אל תסתכלו למה שעשו ידכם ויצא מחלל לבכם. Don't look at what you've created and you've decided to draw in the wall or whatever. שאין ראוי להסתכל אלא במה יצא השם יזבורך כדי להכיר מזלעותם. Like a post says, כי הרי שמך מעשה סבירותיך הרי החזים יצא, כי הרי שמך. If you want to be inspired, if you want to be impressed, look at the Kosh Bochum's creation. And ra'ui le'istakel. It's not fitting for a person to look only by my esteem which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. Hey, it's very hard. She's really being very nachmi on us, yeah? So he brings the oil straight after that. V'tiyu al tifnu el midatchem lo tifnu le'avalim v'tiyu mefanim zichon shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu midatchem. When you get busy looking at these things, it takes your mind away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we don't want that to happen. Rashi, the only Rashi's chat, yeah, is the Mishnah Pirkei Avot. No, in the third part of Pirkei Avot, the Mishnah says, the Mishnah says in Perek, Gimel Mishnah Dalet, Rabbi Chanina b'chakina yomer, ha'meor b'alayla b'amalech b'derech yechidi, v'amefane libo levatola, alei ze mishayi v'nafsho. What's amefane libo levatola? It's about Tzilura. And the Tzitzion Tzema v'gilser, u mefane libo levatola. That means the issue is to go yechidi, to be near Balayla. What are you doing? You're making yourself a funny libo levatola. It's a dangerous time, night, and you're going alone. It's not a good thing. The Machzor Vitri, most Mefarshim of the Gilsa, Meha Mefane, the third season. A person who keeps his mind empty, keeps his mind away from Avodas Hashem, from thinking about Tosh Voho, that's called Hamefane libo levatola. And it is Chayev and Afshah. So I think the picture is understand I should chat about Tifle and Lilim. To generate commandments, not so relevant to specifically looking out the way it is all. However, Tosfos doesn't go for that. Tosfos says not like that. Tosfos in the way it is all agrees to Rashi, and Tosfos in the way it is all asks, why is it, if that's the case, if you can't look at these drawings, the Gemara talks about Amar Yechon, the name of Kedoshim, the Gemara of the Zohar, that's Nun. It says, "Benam shel kedoshim malech aleihem, v'ana nifrosh mehem." Man minu benam shel kedoshim. Who's called benam shel kedoshim? So the Gemara of the Zohar says, "You know who's called that? Rabbi Menachem and Rabbi Simoyim." Why was he called benam shel kedoshim? Because the Michael benam shel kedoshim, the afilu betzurat edizuz aleihem ispatel. So we're giving on our coins the picture of the team. He says he was called the benam shel kedoshim. Why? Because he wouldn't even look at the shape of a person on a coin. The tzurata, the zuzah, and the shapes which are on a coin. The Tesis says, wait a minute, the Gemara here in Shabbos says it's also nistakel, even the chol. You know what Tesis says? It's something you're accustomed to. There's no problem that you've been mitzpani libo. Because you see it every day. You're regular to it. So therefore that's fine. But Tesis in Shabbos disagrees to Rashi's chat, and he says, the It's not talking about general pictures. It's talking about pictures of Avodah Zarah. You cannot also have Avodah Zarah. You're not allowed to look at Avodah Zarah. Why? Because it's such a shalom may lead a person to start thinking how it works, what they do. And the question is, what does this mean, but don't look at shapes of Avodah Zarah? Does it mean pictures of it, or does it mean the Avodah Zarah itself? The faces are given as Russian. Mira the Beshavya Leshem Avodah Gilulim. That you made that dukna, Leshem Avodah Gilulim. What do you mean Leshem Avodah Gilulim? That you wanted to bow down to that drawing, or you wanted a resemblance, you wanted to see the drawing of that Avodah Zarah? There was a Tura Meshuma, which was an Avodah Zarah, and you wanted to draw it, but it's talking about that etim thing is an Avodah Zarah. So I think we have to turn to the Rambam. The Rambam says as follows. By the way, the whole concept of Avodah Zarah, not necessarily the person who thinks that the etim chesed, which is holding, is the creator of the world. The Rambam says it's a sarsul, the nation of an Avodah, an intermediate. You create an intermediary. You say, this is the way I relate to my God. Like a Shmuel, even. Like the Bnei Israel did the Chet HaEgel. They didn't think for a second that the Egel was the one. And that they thought the Egel would be an intermediary between them and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the concept of Avodah Zarah. That's what Rambam says. The Rambam says, Tzvarim Rabim Chibru Ogdei HaKorchavim Be'avodata. The Goyim wrote many, many books of how to worship idols. How to do Avodah Zarah. איך עיקר עבודתה, ומה מעשר משפטיה. ציבון הקדוש ברוך הוא שלא לקרות באותן הספרים כלל. We shouldn't read any of these books. ולא נהרר בה ולא בדבר מדבריהם. We shouldn't even think, have it in mind. ואפילו להסתכל בדמות הצורה, אסור. תראות, אפילו להסתכל בדמות הצורה. If you talk about the answer, it sounds more, it's talking about something which shows you the way it is. It can even be a drawing. And Sefer HaMitzvot sounds even more. Dmus of Telem, he says. So he says, it's very interesting, Rambam says you shouldn't read any books which talk about other idols, about other things, and the Sheva, yeah. Half the Rambam on this, the Mayan Nebuchim, he writes, and Rambam says, I've read many of these books. I've read all these books, he says. All the books which are written in Arabic, I've read all through them. And they're all nonsense. And the Rambam himself writes in Allah's, but you shouldn't do that. So how come the Rambam did it? So the Baal Sheva said, tell it at all. It's a big question. You know, Baal Sheva was a kish, what they call it. Very, he had no fight. He's got to the back of Ermayim Chaim. If you ask Kashis and Minhagi from people, he asked this question of the Rambam. And he leaves this. The Rambam was Boki Bekola Sefer Kula, and therefore he was entitled to look at these books. That means until you're not Boki Bekola Sefer Kula, why... He says it's still a search here, yeah? But sometimes he doesn't want to give us the go ahead to look at any of this story. So says the Rambam, you shouldn't turn to the Elilim. So, and all of this because by looking at them, this will turn you away from them. So it's very interesting. Moshe Feinstein has an interesting question. Moshe Feinstein asks, you know, you have a towards Krasmachtan, yeah? There is a stand, most of the stands with a woman holding a baby, a cross, and this, some to this, some to that. She's got all different stands beginning out. So he asked, can the person sell them? Forget you, sell them. We must sell them. Not only that, collect them. Secondly, can you look at them? Yeah, these pictures of Avodah Zarah. I'll tell you further. Shituf means partnership. I'll tell you what, the Rama in Simon Kuf Lil Vav, he writes, you shouldn't become a partner with a goy. Try and avoid it. Why? Because if you get into a dispute, you will demand him to swear, and he will take his God, whatever, and he'll swear by it. And lo yisham al picha. Or some say it's not lo yisham al picha. It's an Indian of Mishneiva. You're not doing it. He's doing it. Mishneiva. What? Huh? Very good. Okay, guys, so it says the Ramah, try not to, why, because it comes to Ramah and says, but you know what, I found the hetter for you. What's the hetter? The hetter is because of even the shittuf, there's no more than shittuf, and therefore it's no problem. So someone made a whole people to the Maid of Yudas some about how the Doim are not mature the shittuf from this Ramah. Yeah? I won't go into the whole, it's a beautiful tshuva and put some text in the Maid of Yudas. And the Maid of Yudas sounds absolute nonsense. No such thing. Whatever we are chayav mitzvah from, a guy is mitzvah on it. A guy is warned not to do. So it's, so what's the Ramah mean? The Ramah means that they're not mitzvah on shittuf and swearing the shittuf. But an avodah to worship the shittuf, why are they not allowed to? He's talking about using the name of the shittuf and no mitzvah aleha. That's what the Maid of Yudas from says, and you've got the name stuck, and many afraid him all they got. So the mitzvah that we treat Shtiva Erev, what they have as a proper way to go, as far as we're concerned, yeah? Chacham Sadam writes that quite clearly, what? No, he says, interesting. Yeah, the Chacham Sadam speaks about his crosses, yeah? Because the holy don't worship the crosses, yeah? He says, apart from the cross of the Kuma, yeah? The day. But I want to tell you that they actually, sometimes if they take it and kiss it in situation, Then, different. We can't kiddush of the mitzvah, kiddush of the as well, but not as we would be moided that is some type of a laut in here. Yeah, it's different. I'm not discussing. You want me to go for it? Even. Okay, achek min achiru. It's not so simple. You can do that. It's not so simple. I'm saying today, if you see that the goyim hug and embrace this thing whenever they're in trouble or whenever they're in this, then what are we talking about? That's it's not an avodah, but it's, you're showing he's adoring his. Anyway, so you're right. I'm not min achir alocha. I'm not dealing with country gardens or any jewelry. Businessman here, yeah? But I go further, yeah? What was that? Yeah. So that's about the shittuf. So now the Yudah takes that out of the question, in some. The pop of it is, by the way, I must tell you a story that to show you how important to them this cross is, that they put this cross everywhere. If you think an ambulance is cross, the medical, literally, I've always gone, how do I know? And the previous. I mean, the previous representative of that religion, he visited Israel, I remember. He demanded that the ambulance should not have an Magen David. He can't, he wasn't well. He had to be taken with an ambulance near him the whole time. So he demanded. And the whole entire thing that the Israelis agreed to. He was kept quiet until after the visit. They agreed to it. Just to show you how a dukim they are in the idea. What?
People need
to do it. Yeah. Okay. Moshe Feinstein was asked about these stamps, about seeing these shapes. About. So Moshe Feinstein says that gives an interesting Mishnah, the Mishnah in the Avodah Zarah, in Dalit. The Mishnah talks about one of the Rav Gamliel. He went into Merchat in Akko, and he says, "I arose at the Merchat shel Afroditi. Amalei katuv et ratzem sloid b'kvachem auma." You go, you must have got a town hall. There's a big festival. Oh, people about we can have a bar mitzvah, can have a thing when there's statues of Avodah in the hall. Yeah. So he went to Melchat, and there was a master of Avodah Zorah. So he was asked, how did you do it? How can you go there? It says in the Torah, it says, Le'idbak v'edetcha ma'uma min acherem. So he says, אני לא באתי בגבולה, היא באה בגבולי. I simply mean that I used to use the Baal Ha'am Sa'at before they brought this Mishmach in here. Yeah? And then they brought it here. Well, you wanted to go out? Again, who Baal Ha'am? So he said, I tell you another reason. Dama Acher. Yeah? He says, they put it in a Melchat. If they're willing to put that Avodah Zorah in a Baal Ha'am, they're willing to degrade it like that, that people are walking around naked, that people are walking around this, then there's no problem. There's no issue about it. This is exactly it. Yeah? There's no condition for it to them. He says, yeah, I'll just finish off with the Moshe Feinstein fact. The Moshe Feinstein fact was similar to this case, the stamps, since they're made to put in the envelopes, they're made to be stamped on, and they're made to throw by the lesser man to throw through the door. So they're not particular, they're not doing it for any. He says, even for that, there's not even a different way. Anyway, there's a lot to discuss on this topic, so there's a shame. Some other time. Last week, just to recap, we spoke about the people that knock on the table at the time when the things need us in a musical rhythm, and the associated Israel with Shmiya Koel. The distinction we made was for Kuvat HaTorah, that the Simcha Torah was the often Heter, even according to Sardisha Poskim, according to the Mechabas Shor, there you would be allowed the Kila Alma to dance. When it came to Shabbos, we made there would be a difference that according to the Ramu, he takes on the bit of Shi'i Shogigim, instead of being a heathen, and therefore he sees a mukum the killer for that. But really, essentially, Mekah Adin, that even dancing and clapping hands on Shabbos is Mekah Adin not permitted. So, the knocking of Gabum on the table in order to either wake up the Olam, stop them speaking, or to make an announcement is clearly not a musical intervention, and therefore that would be allowed. We bought a guy from the Kohen Gudu on the night of the Kippur that he used to make the Exodus Rider, so there was often a mission that showed that a click or a knock which is there in order to awaken somebody is definitely not a musical one. And now this week we go over to the subject of door knockers. Now, there you've got the Remu and you've got the Mechabit, quite a serious machlokes here. A door knocker with a ring on it is called Kliam Yuchad Lekach. There, essentially, to make a noise and to make the people inside aware that someone is trying to enter the door, enter the house, and they knock with the intention to make a noise, to make people aware that you want to go into it. The Mechabit doesn't make a difference about the type of Kli. He says that you're allowed to knock on the door. There you have the achronim which interpret into the words of the Mechaber, that since he doesn't make a difference and a distinction between which type of instrument to enter the house with, the chorir is mashma from the Dibur Mechaber that even if there was a door knocker, it would also be permitted. Comes the Remu, and he says no, but if it's a special instrument like our classic door knocker, which are on hinges, that is not permitted because it's now, the master is Shasat Chak is clearly that it's missing. The Rambam is matter, the Rik is matter, that's where they take it from, the Sitzim Baal Shitzim Chaba. So, in the worst instance, if a person had to, because it was something urgent, it was something what you call exactly Shasat Chak, also open to interpretation. But to remember that if it is a machloka, then it's not a carte blanche that you can just take it and bang it. I remember the master is a father of the shirk when he came to the house. He used to knock in the weekdays sometimes to the, like a kettle, you know. And then I associated that this type of kettle and this type of rhythm would be really associated with something new, because we stopped that point instead of making the last two knots. Therefore, if on Shabbat you would do that like that, then you would be using the same instrument to create that sort of sound. And then you would be going into the problem of making a musical sound with the same knock. But the single bang knock, which has sent somebody into your house, is definitely better than that. Now we're going to Yankee's big figure of the bells in the Cypher, which he gave a complete marucha, which I'm going to touch on a few nakidas. Maybe it's a little bit of a brief chazura. The Cypher and the Pureches were made ready many, many, many years ago with little bells on them. Now, he brings down into some sort of Gemur that this Rabbi Yosef in Gemur tradition that he said, Ki habe shuma kol kara de inai huma aike mikama shchina de asya. Rabbi Yosef has brought down in Shas that he was a Saginuei, he was blind, and he heard his mother coming towards him because he only heard the footsteps. He said, I'm going to rise in order so that I'm listening, I'm coming, I hear the shchina coming towards me. Keep it in. And Hikish Freud on the search mind. Anyway, I'll call Poon on the main purpose of these bells. The bells are there, so that the outer tradition that are so packed that you go to get up as much as the people are standing in the back, I couldn't even see the cypher being taken out. So it's only a question of what we hear. So if you heard those little bells sounded, then you know the Breuches is being opened and the cypher is being removed. And that's the Kuvit of Torah, that people will in order to give kubbut to the Torah because of the sound of that particular bell. That was the motive behind it. The Voya La Kodesh, like the Kohen Gadol, also had Parmonim on his list. So, on the basis of that, the reason for it is in order to give kubbut to the Torah, which is again a Dvar Mitzvah. It's there in order to be motivated to kubbut to the Torah. So now, on the subject of those Parmonim, is again a Machlokes. There are those which are Machmer, because at the end of the day, it's Mashmiya Kol. It's not necessarily a musical one, but the purpose of a bell is in order to produce a sound. And the Shach is Matir, that's where the Kol is, right? And also, what's the reason for it? The reason is not to be Mashmiya, the actual call. The main reason, the motive behind it, is in order to be motivated, in order to make people aware that the cypher is coming, but they're not sounding the bell in order to sound the bell as a musical instrument or as an instrument to be sounding it, to make a sound per se. It's there in order to be more over the people to stand up for the cypher. So the Mugen Avraham is also Matir, and also it's written in the Ramu and the Poskim that those shuls which do do it, it's ein limchoyt b'day ha-matirem. And then Enoch HaNam, it's like a rampant in many, many shoes. It's like a half-sitter with bells on, and even if you have some of the parochial symbols with bells on. And therefore, now, it's a doorbell in the house, which doesn't mean obviously an electric doorbell, but those ones that you enter the house, and as soon as the door opens, it makes a ring on the bell. And there are still these old-fashioned shops which you go in the, when you're on holiday and you enter those doors and then the bells were sounded. So the Chorobah is also Torah and the Shetusa are the same thing. According to those which are Matir by the Sefer Torah, because that's not really the purpose of why he's sounding that sound. It's in order to be making for Kuvita Torah. Here the purpose of this bell is not to sound the bell to say it's there, in order to make the shopkeeper or the person who lives in the house aware that somebody has entered and he wants your attention. But those which are Oysa, say the Master, is it almost like a precursor that you every time you're opening the door, you're making the sound of this bell. So if it's an electronic one, like in the holiday when you go in Switzerland and you make a sound as soon as you enter the door, of course, those would be Oysa. The Chachilla, if you're able to remove those bells in the house where they don't sound when you enter them, it's the Chachilla. Thank you.